Cassia on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
Gregory Keene turns the next page on the dossier on Demetrius.
The note that Hedy Bergner had hidden on the storage depot attendant, scrawled in lipstick on a scrap of paper, had said, Zarahov, South Coast Aerodrome, Portugal, hurry. Well, you know what happened about that. With the help of the yard and the county police, we finally pinned Zarahov down to a fellow at a small field called Copperfield Heath, who owned a converted de Havilland Mosquito bomber, a plane capable of flying to Portugal, with Demetrius. We told the police at Maidstone how to cope, and instructed them to get to Copperfield Heath at the double and watch out for trouble. Colonel Fentress, Cutts and I took off in my car and raced to join them. You remember a wild drive I took once before to that Norfolk quarry after Max Rubenstein? Well, it was nothing on this. Cutts drove my car about the fastest you can get. But we'd have needed jets to get to Copperfield Heath in time. Demetrius was already there with Hedy, Yachty Blum and Zarahov. Only Zarahov was in the past tense.
You didn't have to do that. Look, how can you do it so coldly?
This is no time for you to indulge yourself, Hedy. The man refused to take off. You suggest we should have calmly left him here to tell the police all about us?
What we are doing with him now, Demetrius?
Let him lie. We have to face a difficult situation.
Difficult is all you are calling it, Demetrius. Now, where we are going?
It has come to this. All the killing, all the intrigue, the risks for nothing. We end at this lonely aerodrome, penniless. Gregory Keene on his way here, if he's alive.
Why should Keene be on his way here, Hedy?
He has followed us everywhere else.
Why should he follow us to Copperfield Heath? Until 3 hours ago, no one knew of it but me.
No one knew about the loot at Victoria, but Keene found out, took the loot and gave us this rubbish in its place. Look what you've murdered and butchered for. Look at it. Bundles and bundles of worthless paper. How are we to escape now?
That, Demetrius, how we are escaping now?
Keen has beaten us, that I grant you. But we three can still get out of England if you both do as I say.
Maybe we are doing what you say too long. Maybe we're doing better not to listen anymore.
Yachty, I have no wish to saddle myself with passengers now. Alone, I am certain of eluding pursuit. With you and Hedy, I have only an even chance. Would you like to join Zarahov there on the ground?
Wishing we had stayed in Berlin.
You would do well to remember that I am still in command, and without me you have no chance, no chance at all.
But what are we going to do?
Get in the car and return to London.
Where we came?
No. Back into the car. We'll choose a different route from the map.
What about Zarahov?
Can you think of any reason why we should drive about the countryside with a corpse? Leave him here to be found. He's no longer any concern of ours.
And the trunk of forged money?
We'll leave that to be blown about. At least we can leave a picture here to bewilder the first morning arrivals. A dead man and a trunk of worthless notes. In a way, it symbolizes our entire adventure in England. Well, back to the car. If Keene was not killed by our bomb, I swear I will not leave this country until he is.
Well, there it is, Keene. The Maidstone chaps were too late, and so were we.
So it would seem, Colonel Fentress. This fellow dead is Zarahov, I imagine.
Oh, what happened here? There must have been a moment of high drama for our man, Demetrius. The plane's in perfect order. His motors are warm. Look what we've found. A pilot with a paratroop knife through the chest, and a trunk full of forged currency blowing about the field. You know, Demetrius must have conceived quite an antipathy for you by now, Keene.
I feel quite an antipathy for Demetrius. It looks as though Zarahov wanted to be paid in advance. They offered him some of our bogus dollars, and he refused to fly them.
Perhaps he thought he was being imposed upon.
And the result was this tableau before us. rather striking.
I agree with you. The picture is striking. The fellow is still to be caught.
He shouldn't give us much trouble now. Yeah, I wasn't in his shoes. When he arrived here, he must have thought the game was over. Only the pilot stood in his way.
And paid. As they all have when they impeded the progress of Demetrius. Keen, from now on, you'd better be careful. If the fellow's trapped, he'll try to take you with him.
He's tried twice already.
Three times. Once at the quarry, once in Bowler's Lane, once with his homemade bomb. Those occasions were purely malice. Your removal didn't make any real difference to him. But he won't want to be taken alive. And he won't want to go without you.
Then he's going to be disappointed. He'll have to go alone.
Altogether alone, Keen?
I know.
There's still Yachty Bloom and Hady Bergnar. I think we can say goodbye to them too now, chap.
Hady too? Twice she's tried to take the road back.
Road back with us. If will Demetrius leave her alive, now he knows there's no way out. Oh, come on. Let's have a word with those Maidstone chaps. That's one thing about working with the police, Keen. You don't have to worry about the licensing laws and you want a hot toddy at 5 in the morning. Yachty.
Yeah?
How many poles are there left you can really rely on?
Many. Maybe 12, maybe 15. But it's not good if they are knowing about Gonski and Werfel.
Gonski and Werfel had to go. Now they're at the bottom of the Thames. There's no reason why your men should connect their disappearance with us. But one of them must find us a hiding place.
Hiding places is costing money, Demetrius.
We can still draw on our original funds.
There's not much left.
There's enough. The Poles will be given to understand we have the loot. They'll be paid handsomely before we leave.
But now? Where are we going now?
To the warehouse, Hady. From the warehouse, I shall stop the ship sailing. If we try to escape by the ship immediately, it will be searched. We know that. We hide on our return in the warehouse. And as soon as Yachty's Poles deliver, we move to whatever place they find for us. In 2 weeks, it should be safe to go back to the ship and leave. In those 2 weeks, some way of concealing us on the ship must be found.
Yes, but how?
Ada, will you stop this parrot-like questioning? There are 50 ways to hide on a ship given time. A packing case deep in the hold, or in an empty fuel tank, down in the bilge even.
So, this is how we end. Scurrying like rats from a terrier, having failed.
Would you prefer to give yourself up, Ada? Would you prefer to save yourself by betraying us?
Why should you say that? If we're caught, I must hang with you. Do you have to torture me now, of all times?
These are the times when one examines every possibility, Hady, when one is in retreat. This has been an interlude. We're still strong in Europe, here in England, in the existing cell in South America. What's one failure? We begin elsewhere and return to the attack.
But we still have to survive for 2 weeks. In London, when one after another of our holes has been stubbed up, what will you do in that time?
Oh, you ask me that, Hady? You ask me how I will occupy myself in the next 2 weeks. Dottie, perhaps you'd like to enlighten her.
Nein, I am not knowing.
Then let me tell you. In an hour, we'll know whether or not Gregory Keane blew himself to pieces earlier today. And if he did not, I shall devote the next 2 weeks to his destruction. Previous to this, it was merely amusing to dispose of him. Seemed the best way to get him out of your mind, Hady. But now... now we have a score to settle.
Killing Keane will not help us to escape.
I'm no longer interested in such technicalities. When Zarahoff shone the light on that forged $20 note, in that instant I knew that Keane had to die by my hand. We're approaching Stamford, Yachty. Turn north at the next junction. So we won't have to drive through.
Well, Keane, now that we are back here at headquarters, the next problem would seem to be, where is Demetrius hiding now?
I think we can relax and let that look after itself. For one thing, the ships are covered. Two, there must be a limit to the number of bolt holes they can use. Three, we must be running out of money, having sped freely and having counted on that £1 million. And four, Hady is bound to have one more attempt to betray him, having done so twice already.
If she's left alive to do so. Keane, I didn't say so before, but it occurred to me that the first attempt, the note in Eustace Mellon's pocket, could have been part of the plan to get you to Bowler's Lane.
Don't worry, Colonel, I thought of that too. But not after her second communication, the lipstick scrawl left with the attendant at Shaftesbury Avenue.
Yes, we can draw a good many inferences from that, Keane.
She's desperate. Must have been considerable risk in the second attempt. She's desperate, she's watched, and apparently she's not free to move about on her own. Or she'd go straight to the nearest telephone.
Great. Well, I don't know about you. I'm going to turn in for a few hours at home. Very well for you younger fellows. You staying here?
Yes, Mr. Dossier.
You must know it by heart.
I do. And one day I'm going to solve the conundrum of Karl Scammell, who was murdered and whose body was found under the Ogartenstrasse rubble. Otto Schmidt, who bears Demetrius a resemblance and who disappeared at the same time. And Demetrius, who is not Otto Schmidt. It's here somewhere in the dossier. All I have to do is put my finger on it.
Keane, if you haven't hit on it by this, are you likely to? There's nothing new in the dossier. Not on Scammell or Otto Schmidt.
The only new thing in the dossier over the last 24 hours is the note Demetrius left for me and the trunk full of explosives.
A lot of help that's going to be. No, all we can do at the moment is hand over to Frayn. Let his men keep a routine watch for Demetrius and wait for another word from Hedy Bergner.
And we'll hear from her. I'll stake my life on it, Colonel. Before the week's out, we'll have heard from Hedy Bergner. And when we do, this time the chase will be over. And then the blinding thing happened. I sat there, going backwards and forwards over the dossier, comparing, casting aside, reading and rereading. Then I picked up the note from Demetrius again, for the 50th time, and saw something I'd never seen before. At last, in that instant, I knew the true identity of Demetrius.
Listen for the next chapter in this story of suspense. Dossier on Demetrius.